The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the English footballer Jude Bellingham told English fans to text their bosses and say they're not coming into work because they're going to watch the England game instead. Even though, of course, the Republic of Ireland didn't quite make it to the World Cup, it got us wondering if bosses are giving people wiggle room to enjoy the good weather and watch the late night matches in the tournament. Henry McKean sent us this report.
Jude Bellingham, congratulations, player of the match. What's your message to England supporters at home and abroad after that?
Have another shot and text your bosses to say you're not coming in tomorrow. That's about it.
You're out enjoying the good weather. You have an ice cream. What flavour is it?
I went for pineapple and lemon sorbet.
Honeycomb, white chocolate.
Lemon sorbet and Oreo.
So would you do as Jude Bellingham says, text your boss and say I'm not coming in because you're watching a late night football match? Would you do such a thing?
Not for an England match, I don't think.
But even any particular World Cup game?
Oh, I probably wouldn't get away with it, no.
And you're out having an ice cream, so you've managed to break away from the desk. How did you manage that?
I guess we got once off with good weather, get out of the aircon and come out to nice weather, I suppose, is what we got for today.
And yourself, would you tell your boss, look, the weather is good, there's a mini Irish heat wave. Well, it won't be that hot. It won't be like New York. It won't be 40 degrees. But it's about 25 right now. Could you just say, look, I'm taking the afternoon off because the weather's good, or I'm working from my back garden?
Absolutely not. We all work kind of front desk jobs, so the public need us. So we have to stay open. And we do.
And could you get away with it?
Absolutely not. Front desk as well.
So you've got to be there.
Absolutely.
You've got to face the public.
Unfortunately, yes.
Essential workers. Yep.
The Republic of Ireland aren't in this World Cup, but would you skive off work for a World Cup match? And there's also a heat wave coming. And is it okay to text your boss and say you're not coming in? Would you do that?
I wouldn't think so, no.
You couldn't get away with it?
You wouldn't get away with it, no.
So you're a contractor, you're a builder?
Yeah.
Builders, I know it's a gross generalisation. You like football, you like soccer.
Oh yeah, I like soccer already, yeah. I'd be very interested in it. But at the same time, you wouldn't get off work to watch a game, you know.
And are you staying up late to watch some of the games?
Oh, I would be, yeah. Yeah, staying up late, yeah.
And did you stay up to watch England the other night?
I didn't, no.
It was a late one.
Yeah, very late. Too late for me.
But you watched the games last night, you watched the games today?
The latest game I'd watch is about 11 o'clock. You know, it'd be over half 12, 1 o'clock.
You wouldn't go later?
No, I'd have to get up at 6 in the morning, so you couldn't really go any later.
And is there freedom ever since COVID? I know during COVID, during the last World Cup, which was the December World Cup, I got COVID and I had to stay at home. So I was able to watch three games a day, which was amazing because they were on in the morning and in the afternoon because of the time difference. But these ones are on at late. Is there any freedom for you to say, do you know what, boss? The weather's good. I want to watch a few World Cup games late. I'm not coming in tomorrow. Or because you're a builder, you physically have to be there.
You physically have to be there. You couldn't use that excuse at the minute. We have, well, 2 weeks nearly to finish this job now, so it's a very small crew, so they couldn't afford to miss men at the minute.
And you're taking a little break now.
This is just our lunch break, yeah.
Just a little break, yeah. And you've got a good colour. You could tell.
Aye, you get that free on the buildings, yeah.
Jude Bellingham told England fans, text your boss that you're not coming into work. Pour another shot. Should we do that here, even if you don't support England? Should you? You know, take some time off, watch the World Cup, the weather's good as well. You know, just take a sneaky half day. You're out and about with your chihuahua. What's your chihuahua's name?
Lily.
Hello, Lily. Look at you. Tiny little thing, about the size of a large mouse. Beautiful. You're out and about. Could you text your boss and say, look, I'm just going to spend the afternoon with my chihuahua? Would that be okay and not go to work?
I would go to work.
You couldn't pull a sickie.
No, honestly, I would go to work.
Even though the weather's good?
Absolutely, I have to work. I have to work, I have to maintain myself. I have to earn money and work has to be done.
No freedom there though?
My days off. I'm happy with my days off.
We're here on the beach, you're out and about with your family. Is there freedom from your boss to basically, you know, take some time out when the weather's good, when there's a heat wave?
No, not really. I wouldn't say so. No. It all depends though on what's actually going on in work. But if
so, if it's busy, it's busy.
If it's busy, it's busy. So you'd have to attend work. It doesn't matter about the weather. But on the flip side of that, if things were not so busy, I'm sure he would accommodate us with a bit of like a reverse half day or something like that.
So are you on a reverse half day right now, or are you just off?
No, I'm just on a day's leave here today.
So you're on a day's leave, so yeah. You're not sneaking off to the beach?
No.
You're officially allowed to be here?
Yeah.
And ever since COVID, has there been more freedom by employers to allow their workers to, you know, spend some time with their families, stay up all night, watch the football, not make it in the next morning?
And I definitely think there's an increase in remote working, and employers becoming more acceptable to that. All right,
so more independent.
Yeah.
And have you been staying up all night watching the World Cup?
No. No,
so not the late games.
No, not the late games. I've stayed up and watched just the early games, and then catch the highlights next day for the late games.
You just couldn't stay up all night?
No.
You'd be wrecked?
Yeah, that's it. I wouldn't get up for work then.
Here is Leisha Redmond-McGrath from leisharedmondmcgrath.com, work and organisational psychologist and workplace coach. This is what she has to say about missing work.
Wouldn't we all love that opportunity, Henry, to be so far advanced in the World Cup? I think it's totally understandable that people want to celebrate. And I think it's very important that people do get to celebrate and are supported to celebrate. I think it builds community, camaraderie. I think where employers are in a position to give people the day off or a late start or whatever, obviously that's not going to apply in, you know, hospitals and retail and things. But where it is possible, I think it's no harm to come together in community in a national spirit and get together. The only thing I would caution, of course, is Jude Bellingham, you know, talking about pouring another shot and all of that. So people just have to be careful of that, because you don't know, you know, necessarily who's in your midst in terms of whether they have difficulty with alcohol. And I think as employers, you have to embody that duty of care. But I think certainly giving people some time off, it's that give and take, isn't it? Then when the chips are down, hopefully for an employer, their staff might go, you know what, you've scratched my back, I'll scratch yours. It's give and take, it's an adult relationship. So I can totally understand where that's coming from, just with the caveat of being careful about promoting alcohol consumption around work events or work narratives.
You're a homemaker and a carer, so you're busy with the family.
Yes, I am indeed, yeah. I care for my dad. He was diagnosed with cancer 2 years ago, and I have two young children.
So there's not much freedom for you to, like, ring yourself and say, I'm taking a break?
No, definitely not. Bedtime is the only time.
You would book annual leave? You wouldn't just disappear? Or
no.
Text your boss and say, I'm not coming in, the weather's good, I want to go to a GA match, or I just want some time off?
Well, you'd book in advance. Yes.
Would there be any freedom to just disappear?
Possibly, yeah. They'd be accommodating.
And
yeah.
Do you work from home?
Partially.
And are you working right now?
Yes.
Okay. We won't ask any more questions.
We won't. Henry McKean reporting there. I'll tell you what, Ciara. If Loud make it to the All-Ireland final, which I think they will next Saturday, you won't see me for the following week. Call it a sickie, call it a holiday.
Call it proper order.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love this text. I wouldn't pull the blinds to watch England play soccer, never mind a sickie.
Keep them coming in. That's harsh, but fair enough. 087 1400 106. Tell us about the time you threw a sickie and where you caught, or did you get away with it, and what was it like? 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.